I think this is an opportunity to acknowledge all of you who are building your businesses in a serious way and actively paying attention to what it means to build a business by participating in our calls. And tonight, especially, I'm kind of excited because we have Carol Lowenstein, presidential from Ben Lomond, California, who has been building a Manitech business for the past 18 years and teaching and training with expertise like none other. And Carol, I'm especially grateful that you put so much time and energy into our forms that we're going to be using for starting new associates. And I'm just thrilled. Darn, I'm getting a call on the other line. I'm so sorry. Henry, sorry. I'll wait till that finishes. Kind of tough to compete when your computer, your phone, everything's blasting. Anyway, thank you. Carol, the work that you've put into this Get Launched Started program is amazing. And for all of us who are building our businesses right now, we're really grateful for the time and energy that you've put into this, that it makes it so much easier and organized for us to be able to take advantage of and help start correctly, the people. So my first question for you, Carol, is why? Why launch? Why put this launch program together? You've just done so much behind it. Can you tell us a little bit about what your purpose and how you use it, those kinds of things?
Sure. You know what? There is such a beautiful initiatory beginning energy when you start someone new. They're so looking forward to the possibilities. So and they have questions. You know, there's three questions. You may have heard this before, but people go, does this work? Can I make money? And will they help me? Right? And so what happens in the beginning, someone starts. They step in, they're excited, and you want to take that initiatory energy and really turn it into beautiful growth right from the beginning, because it goes, yes, this works. Yes, I can make money. And wow, are they helping me? So it gives a chance for growth, for excitement. Then also, what's wonderful is we're leading by example. We're doing a program that works. And so they get to experience doing something that works. So it establishes confidence right in the beginning because they're getting results. And it's not just activity. You know how there's always so many things that look like it's making things happen, but it's not really productive in terms of creating bottom line results. And so what this launch form does is it really allows you to help someone step into effective action right from the beginning. It's so important. The other thing that I think, Marcia, is so powerful is that we're creating a sense of teamwork, a sense of a family. It's really important for people to know that they're not doing something all by themselves. Don't you agree with that?
I agree. Oh, totally. You and I both had that experience today. You know, when we share our goals, Carol and I, and we've done this for years, working together, it's really different to have somebody who cares about your results as much as you care about theirs, and that you partner to get those goals accomplished together. And we go back a long way in terms of learning, and I'll say learning and falling and making some mistakes and then coming back around, and even such a thing as walking out of a hair salon deciding what we did right, what we did wrong, what we need to do different the next appointment, and really using each other for feedback. And that's exactly what this form is about. It's to be able to help all of you, do the same kind of things with those people that you enroll and work with your upline as well with the three-point system. So, Carol, I know that we are doing a continuation to last week, starting with step 9. So for those of you who are on the call, you got the email with the plan, you know, that we're following today. If you get to step 9, that's where Carol's going to begin. I appreciate it, Carol.
My pleasure. Well, you know, what we're doing is moving someone into effective action, and that makes for results. And honestly, it keeps turning up the excitement factor, and the excitement, it creates more belief, and it is very contagious. So this next step where we're going to set some goals, both health goals and business goals, and then we're going to start doing some inviting for our new people. This is really powerful. The more fun, the more results we create, the more fun we make it, right? You know, because they can be a little nervous about this part because, gee, is it going to work? And am I going to have my foot in my mouth and all that sort of thing? The more we can make it fun, the better it'll be. And then, you know, it turns up the attractor factor, I guess I would say. And each time there's a little success, the vision of our new partner grows. And so does our vision as well for them.
All that right. Happened for me today working with you, Carol, just when you talked about, you know, setting your sights on inviting for the Refresh and Rejuvenate program, mm-hmm. because people are getting such great results. Just hanging up the phone, I set myself to really making that happen as well and getting outside of my little group and moving to, oh, my gosh, I've forgotten about how many people can benefit from that. And so that's, you know, that's where you're going with this, is the goals move into making your list as well.
Absolutely. And I do want to say one other thing. You sparked my thinking on that, and that is for everyone. It really, oops, we're going to have to please put your phone on mute or press star 4. That would be good. I'm going to mute one of these people out myself.
Do please.
All right. So let's see, what was I saying? Yeah, I lost it. Sorry about that. Okay.
We were talking about the goals and then moving it right into the name list, because sometimes that's just the effect of brainstorming with someone.
Absolutely. And, you know, I know what I was going to say is that it would be really valuable for every single one of us to do a launch, to get our support partner or a partner and go through this launch for ourselves as well. Because it's really great to do a restart. Hey, you can do a restart at the beginning of a new business period. That's the joy of this kind of a business. But the other piece of that is you're leading by example. It's easy for some people as their business grows to move into what I call management mode, where they're not doing the growing and the building themselves, but they're just helping other people. And when you're doing it yourself, the energy, the attractor factor, the excitement in front of it is at a completely different level. And what you have to offer your new partner is dramatically different. So, number 9. First, you're going to set your personal 30-day business goal. And what we're suggesting here is to build to the first leadership level of regional director. And how could that happen? You know, when you enroll someone at the 499 level, there's 400 business volume points that come along with that, PV. It didn't used to be that way. And if you are enrolling someone at the 999 level, which is how most of us enrolled when we started, it's 800 points. So really, even at the 499 level, you bring our goal is 4 new partners. 4 partners times 400 is 1,600 volume. It only takes 1,500 volume to be at regional director. also, we're building it in two legs. So that factor of having that be balanced is already taken care of with this. So we can help someone in the very first month of their business, very first business period, move to the first leadership level, and that is exciting. And we get to celebrate them, and they get to feel a great accomplishment. Even if it doesn't happen, and it happens in the next business period, that's fine. It's not a problem. It's exciting to be knowing exactly where we're going. All right, and then the second part of number 9 is I'm going to assist my new team partners to do the same. I mean, that's just what we do. We help you find your first 4 partners, and then you're also going to set your health goals. And, Marcia, we talked today about the inventory of health. You want to say a little bit about that?
Well, I did send one. We're working on, I'll call it a new improved inventory of your health, something that you guys can access and use. And I use it every single customer that I start. I even use it as a tool prior to somebody even being interested in Manatech. I will share, you know, just ask them about their health and have them do a inventory, top of their head, bottom of their toes, and everything in between, inside, outside, mental, spiritual, physical, and emotional well-being. And, you know, put that on paper and ask them to put it in the back of their drawer for, you know, 3 months. Manatech gives you a 6-month money-back guarantee. And so I just say, you know what, this is how I let you decide how much the products and what ways the products have helped you. And with things like pictures, you know, whether it's the youth program or the rejuvenate, take pictures. Use those because you're going to be surprised at the results, and it's really neat to have that to document what used to be true for you and what kind of a glow. You know, when you start feeling good, you start glowing, and it really does catch up with other people. So this will be on the website as well. So go ahead, Carol.
Yes, yes, yes. You know, I will say there's one question that I ask that always opens the door for people really saying the big things they want to change. And I go, if there was one thing you could change about your health, what would it be? And sometimes I'll hear people say, one thing, are you crazy? I need to see this and this and this and this and this. You know. So that just opens the door. All right, number 10. My personal 90-day goal is to build to national director and then assist my team partners to do the same. So they're always hearing, you do it first and then you help your friends do it. What does this look like? Look at the visual of building 2 teams with the goal of achieving regional director within your first 30 days and national within your first 90 days. Fill in the names of your 4 friends on the chart. So there is a chart on the next page and actually also on the back page. And so you can see if you, I'm not sure if you, if you, we keep sending a new and improved launch form. We're going to have another new and improved one because we're just making a couple of changes. Anyway, you can see in the new one that I sent today that there are 4, under you, there are 4 boxes in green and 2 in white. The ones in green are your new, just helps the new person see where we're going to place their new friends, right? Everyone is going to build in the same kind of way because we're following the 3-point plan structuring, which helps everybody faster and better and easier. So anyway, there's that. It's really nice to get a visual. Now, the next step is to practice inviting. Now, that's going to be exciting. I changed the wording a little bit on that. I said practice inviting a bit now with your support partner. Have fun. Don't sweat it. It's how we all start. You'll grow more confident as you go along. And really, that's true. And that's why I have this as part of a launch. And I want to encourage our next call, we decided is going to be on how do you invite. We're going to go over scripts, all different kinds of ones, and make those available. But it really helps to practice and role play back and forth with your partner, just so that, you know, if someone has heard the words come out of their own mouth with their own tonality, then that all of a sudden it becomes more and more comfortable just even having said it once or twice. But I'm going to suggest you do it maybe 3 or 5 times back and forth, and you can coach a little bit. And honestly, I know it can be a great thing to even make some calls at the end of the launch. If you can buzz through the launch quickly and get it started, that's an amazing thing that can happen there.
Well, Carol, one of the things I noticed when we were practicing earlier today is, you know, your outline here is exactly what you and I have been doing, and I'm sure Rich and Pam as well, and many on the call, that, you know, you say these things without even thinking about it. And that's what happens when you have something that works. You know, inviting someone, how's it going? You know, and going through this in a personal way, I found myself, you know, I'll call it ad-libbing, and realizing that you have it all written right here for everyone. So I think that's really neat. You know, you might change the words a little bit to personalize it for yourself, but this is basically just an outline or a schematic that helps you feel empowered and be able to make those calls. So we'll go into that a little bit more next week. On the call, we're going to work on inviting next week. So, okay, we'll probably move right into the scheduling if you want, Carol.
Sure, sure, sure. I do want to say, though, what are we inviting people to? We've actually, on the page before, we've blocked off, you may not remember, but we blocked off time for either a little gathering at your home or a big gathering at your home. This is our chances to STP, that's what it's called in the three-point plan, show the plan, a gathering at your home, meeting with some great potential people one-on-one, or doing a webinar for your out-of-town partners, that kind of thing, or out-of-town potential partners. So we've actually scheduled those, and right on the bottom of this page that we're on right now is a place to put those times that we scheduled on here, so they can go home and put it on their calendar if they don't have their calendar with them. You want to bring your calendar to the meeting, to the launch appointment, and you want to encourage them to bring a calendar if they have one, to be able to put these things in there and actually block it off. And we encourage people to set up a get-together within that week, right away, because again, we're riding on that beautiful upbeat energy, and we want to turn it into something right away. There's also a place here on this form, right the top, where you put their ID number if you just enrolled them, and you're going to go and do a quick tour of the site. Actually, that's the next step here. But you're going to write down their login password and for their, let's see, I didn't mean to put products ordered there because the products are on the next auto order. See, I have to change the form again. Anyway, people come to a launch appointment. They're so excited, and they can go home and go, what did I do? You know, they can forget exactly what happened. So this is a great place to put it on paper so they've got it to refer back to and go, oh, yeah, okay, I can relax. I've got it right here. There's also, as you can see, the numbers for our Momentum Monday calls, the company trainings that happen the second and fourth Tuesday, how to connect with those. The order entry number on the form I sent last week has a wrong number, so we're changing that. And the Manatech website. And then we have on this form support partners. Now, what I really should do for those there, we do have a couple of guests on our call tonight that are not in our specific team. And we should, you know, allow them, you know, make a form without our names on it so they could put their names on it. And that's the idea. You want people to be able to connect with you, and maybe it's someone who might be 5 or 10 levels down below you in the networking growth of your business, but you want them to know that we are accessible. We're here to help them. Sometimes people go, well, you know, I know you're so busy. Right. But we're busy doing the most important parts of our business, which are supporting our team. So you are the reason I'm busy. I want to be in touch with you, right? That's deeply how we feel, right, Marcia?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think, you know, many times if you give us an opportunity, you know, we can schedule almost anything and make it work. So, you know, keep that in mind. Don't ever hesitate to call. We all feel that way.
Absolutely. So number 12, after you've practiced inviting, is to do a quick tour of the back office and then a tour of our team website. So, Marcia, you want to talk a little about that? You know, where would we go on manatech.com? You know, we don't want to overwhelm people because, you know, it's starting a new business is a little daunting, you know, right from the beginning. So where would we want to take them to just have some basic ways of getting, resources of information?
Well, you know, you just hit it on the head. I'm personally one who goes straight to the resources, and that being the library. And there's so much accessible that I just want distributors to know that you have your own personal website. Your sponsor has walked you through that. But it's your turn to realize the wealth of knowledge that's available on our site, on Manatech's site, as well as the key things have been moved to our individual site, you know, where you can go to Wellnut Global Partners and get the information that's easily, repeatably used, things that we use in our business every day. And that's why we have the two different sites. One is what you call a library. I mean, it has everything available. Our site, our personal site, the Wellnut Global Partners team, has the site just so that you, when we're talking about things, you know where to go and access the calls that we make, the forms that we're using, any information that you have heard on the calls will be available on those sites, on either one of those two sites. So mm-hmm. I think that's, you know, we don't have a whole lot of time to go into the computer tonight, and that would probably confuse you all anyway. But, you know, to take your new person, your new associate, along with you when you are together, and just walk them through those things, show them how they can do their personal orders, how they can change their automatic order. Those things are always, you know, if they realize they're empowered to do that themselves, it makes it a whole lot easier.
Great. Well, page 3 then is kind of a summary. First you see the chart. Then you see the step by step of enrolling the 4 partners, developing some customers, and then helping those people do the same. And that just describes a little bit of that. It shows specifically the bonuses that they'll earn by doing those basic activities. And what, you know, our aim for our new partner is to help them recoup their investment right away within that very first business period.
And Carol, when we talked about these forms and creating them, you know, for me, when I'm looking at a business and I'm a brand new person and I'm maybe walking through this or walking through this with my brand new person, with their why in mind, in other words, you've shared that already, you know your person that you're talking to enough to say, this is really important to them. Then when you get to these pages where you're helping them set goals, you have that in mind, and you can use these examples on that page where you've, you know, got examples of what do I earn when I do X amount of work? What does that look like? And that kind of gives you a guide of the time that you're going to invest in your business. And, you know, for most of us, it's a part-time business. In other words, we're going to build a full-time income in part-time, whether that's on top of what we do for a living or our families or other obligations. You know, and these forms help the new person, but also you walk through what they're looking for. So if you see the monthly override residual incomes and you know that this is where they want to get to, then they have a schematic, you might say, a skeleton to build on and know what kind of activities. And then, of course, using our mana tracker, to be able to log and define the activities that help you build a business is even, you know, more empowering. But Carol, I know we're wrapping up our time, so I'd love you to highlight the rest of it if you can, and we'll invite you guys back to our call on next Monday.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we only have a couple of minutes left, so I would just say the last page almost stands alone, the Champion Business Building Plan. And it is a real summary. You can put in have them write in the income that they'll earn for each thing on the right hand side so they can see that. And at the bottom it shows at each level what they would be earning on a monthly basis. It's an approximate average. So we know, as Marcia said, from the why that we determine, they can take a look at this and see what they're aiming for, and we've walked them through it. So it's just a way to have it all in hand and for you to have some confidence there and something to refer to. And that's really that's all the reason why we want you to have confidence. You want your new person to step into something that really makes sense. They can see it, they can touch it, and they can feel the partnership. And that's what we love. That's why we're all together still growing this awesome business. We love working in partnership. It's an amazing thing to bring business builders into your life and have it turn into lifelong friendships that just turn you on every day, just make you feel happy and joyous to be alive and be able to create your goals and dreams together.
Well, I'll agree to that, and I am so grateful that you had the time to share it all with us tonight, Carol. And I'm really looking forward to hearing feedback from those of you using these. The only way tools work, I mean, you can have a toolbox with the best hammers and whatever in it, but when you pull these tools out, you print them, you use them on a daily basis to help you build your business, you're going to find how effective they are. And I'm just so grateful that you've taken the time, Carol, to continually improve and improve on the improvements. And I thank you for that, and I really, really like what we've got our hands on here. So for all of you on the call, you're welcome to access these. If you don't have it on the email, you can go to Wellnut Partner or Global Partners and get the same. The information will be there as well. So thank you for joining our call tonight. Go ahead.
Give one more day because I am making just a couple of more tweaks. And then always the freshest, most improved, and I think this hopefully will be the final improvement, will be up on wellnetglobalpartners.com.
Excellent. Well, I thank you, and thank you all for joining us this evening. Look forward to your input next week. And the reason I say that is because the request for next Monday's call is to really go practice inviting. And if you'll take time this week to just kind of make notes, practice inviting and or bring your examples of people that you have met with and how did it go, what did you do, what kind of steps did you take when you were inviting someone to take a look at the opportunity. And if you'll come to the call next Monday and share some of those things with us, we would be so grateful. It'll make a really rich call for everyone. We thank you and enjoy your week, and can't wait to hear about results. So talk to you again next Monday.
Thank you.
Thanks for Friday night.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks, Joan.
Great call.